Daryl Griffin Sr. will spend Memorial Day at a cemetery in the Los Angeles area remembering his son, Army Staff Sergeant Daryl Griffin Jr., who was killed in Iraq. He'll bring sunflowers and incense, but his most special tribute is a book that became a final gift to his son. From Los Angeles, Gloria Hillard brings us the story.
Standing next to his son's grave, Daryl Griffin Sr. translates the abbreviated carvings of the headstone. Etched in the white marble, they remind you of an ancient language. First are the letters B, S, M, V.
What that stands for is Bronze Star Medal with Valor, and then PH is Purple Heart, and KIA is Killed in Action.
He used to visit every Sunday. Now he comes here at least twice a month. The ritual is always the same. He lights two sticks of his son's favorite incense. The small chimes he brought here years ago dance in the breeze above a new bouquet of sunflowers.
He loves sunflowers. Always loves sunflowers. I mean, he's a big, tough guy, but he loves sunflowers.
Military grave markers only allow a few words. Most begin with the word beloved. This one reads husband, son, and brother. But the father realized he had more to say. Back home, the walls of Griffin's office are lined with books, but the one he is holding in his hands is his most cherished. He flips through the pages. They are underlined, highlighted with bright colors, and bookmarked with post-it notes. On the cover, it lists two authors, Daryl Griffin Sr. and Daryl Griffin Jr.
Once, I don't know if he's joking or serious, but he was real little, and he said, Dad, did I have to take your name because we couldn't afford another one? And I just always remember that.
The book is titled Last Journey, A Father and Son in Wartime. It is a compilation of hundreds of emails, letters, and his son's journal.
This is where he started his journal. I'm attempting to create an account of two tours of combat in Iraq as an infantryman. I'm trying to make sense of a world that I have never known until the first time that I had to kill a man.
Griffin says he knew when his son was frightened because he would sign his emails with Skip, or Skipper, his childhood nickname.
Dear Mom and Dad, I'm convoying within hours and just ask that you pray for me and believe for me because I can't right now. I will email you as soon as I get there, Skipper.
Their last conversation was on his son's 36th birthday.
He said, Dad, I'm just tired. I just want to come home. And that he had never talked like that to us before.
A week later, a sniper's bullet killed Daryl Griffin Jr. Overcome with grief, his father knew he had to complete the book they had started together, inspired by their conversations, musings, and questions about God shaped by war. But first, there was something else he had to do.
Nobody believed I could go to Iraq because they don't let parents go to the war zone.
With the help of his congressman and General David Petraeus, Griffin traveled to Baghdad and then by Black Hawk helicopter to Camp Stryker, where his son's unit was located. One night, he couldn't sleep, so he decided to take a walk. And then he heard another set of boots on the ground.
And it was my son. And it was absolutely unequivocally my son. Not an image, not a dream. I was walking in there, and there was my son. And in his normal vernacular, he said, Dad, what the F are you doing here? He said, this is dangerous. And before I could answer, he said, Dad, don't worry about me. I'm in a good place. And then he was gone.
Last Journey will always be the last gift to his son. Griffin picks up his copy.
And I can see him smiling, knowing that that's what he left me as his last gift.
Not only the worn book in his hands, but the courage to realize his long-held dream of being a writer. The 58-year-old former CPA is now working on his second book. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hiller.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.